2 Timothy chapter 1. This is great because this will be an encouragement to our church family in preparation for our young people coming back from camp. We appreciate that. Love those skits. I love skits. I do. That was a classic. We'll use that at Christmas time because most of our church is not here. So I'll use it at Christmas time to be new to them. But anyhow, it was great skits. Thank you very much. And appreciate that. These young people are experiencing a dimension of what our kids are experiencing as we get to camp at the Wilds. And that is a time apart in order to challenge them, to encourage them. I think they're in preparation. This year is actually in preparation for next year when you're going out west. Is that correct? To a ministry out west to do a church plant, I believe, that your church is involved in starting. But this is an experience. They had to prepare for this, and they had the joy of experience what a lot of church planners experience, which is really trying really hard and nothing happening, okay? And that is how life is. Our young people are at the Wilds, in a sense, in the receiving end of what they were doing, but in both cases, trying to encourage them. Most of the kids we sent to the Wilds this week, best we know, are believers. They may not all be saved, and if they're not, hopefully they will be saved. But most of them are, at least profess to be saved, and for many of them, their life indicates they're saved. And so we're trying to encourage them to think biblically about their life at a depth and a breadth they're not accustomed to. Now, in the book of 2 Timothy, Paul is writing to a young man who is struggling. He's not in the teen department anymore of his church. Obviously, he's the pastor of the church. But he's encouraging him. And in the one verse 6, so wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, you may or may not remember way back to the teen years for you and I who have passed the teen years multiple years ago. But the teen years are a very difficult time in a young person, in a person's life. There are so many currents at play. It's like living in a cul-de-sac of confusion. The whole life, the teen years, everything's moving around. Or it's like living in a state of a continual rip current. Like you're going to pull yourself out to who knows where. And life is changing about you. And in the midst of this, you have all these things happen to you physiologically and emotionally. And then spiritually, you're being challenged to live a life that is so contrary to your culture. At a time where you're being driven or drawn to conform to the culture. Many of our young people get their view of life from the culture that is contrary to Scripture. And these young people, many of them may come from very fine Christian homes, but they live in a society that is culturally anti-biblical. And Paul says, reminds Timothy, that he's not given us the spirit of fear, but it's easy when you're a teenager to be afraid. It is. I mean, getting up here and looking at all these weird-looking people, you know, because everybody looks weird that's out there, wherever there is, when you're on a stage. Whether it's a stage of a large one or a small one, it is. And there's a lot of emotive fear here, even to do the skits and so forth, or the singing. But God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. And Paul is leading and encouraging Timothy to be drawn to the point of being encouraged by the power and the love and the sound thinking that comes from God. That he's challenging him to depend upon God for the power. Our young people at camp this week, when they come home this next week, this weekend, we as parents and as members of our church need to encourage them, okay, that God can give them the power to follow through on the decisions they made this week. I can tell you this, these young people, I don't know you guys and gals, but you had to grow through the process of preparing for this week. You have to you're growing through the experience of this week. And the God that's brought you through that growing period and through the experience this week will keep you, and his power is what's going to sustain you. And we who are not so young, may I say that, we also have to deal with the issues of fear and of being discouraged sometimes. But our power comes from God, and then of love and of a sound mind. All of that comes from God. And so we need to stir up each other in our walk with the Lord. So we need to encourage not only these young people, which we did tonight, by listening and receiving a blessing. They did a wonderful job. We appreciate you guys and gals, all that you did. But they're being encouraged to use their gifts for the Lord. When our young people come back this weekend, what they don't need to hear from us is any kind of discouraging word. They use the Western theme there. Not a discouraging word, but an encouraging word. Encouraging them to follow through the Lord. For you guys and men and women who are in the mentoring program, I have two young people that I'm mentoring. One went to camp, and I've got to make sure these next 2 weeks before they go back to school that I spend some time with him to encourage him to follow through on that. Okay? We had a wonderful staff meeting on Monday, and Pastor Jeremy has a number of great plans they have for this fall, and that's what they're going to be doing, encouraging the kids to follow through on their commitment. Now, here's the deal. We have a number of church young people in our church family who come from really wonderful homes, and their moms and dads in our church. But we have a high percentage, and you don't have that, who come from backgrounds and situations where there's no godly mom or dad present in their lives. And they need us to encourage them. So I want to encourage you to encourage them that if they, whatever, when they come back Sunday morning, they do whatever presentation they're going to do on Sunday, say whatever they're going to say, that you encourage them to follow through and to stir up the gift that God's worked in their life to do. Okay? And let me just make this one application, and we'll close in prayer, that we need to do that with each other on a regular basis. We need to encourage each other. Critics are a dime a dozen, and they're worth even less. Remember that. Critics are a dime a dozen, and they're worth even less. You don't need critics. You need to be encouraged, okay? Now, there's a time to encourage people by pointing things out they need to hear. But we need to be men and women that encourage each other, and by God's grace. Here Timothy is, a godly man that's been under godly influence, who's in a situation in his life where he's struggling. Let's remind ourselves that all of us face times like that. Maybe you're there tonight, and maybe you need to be encouraged. And I just encourage you, as Paul is trying to encourage Timothy here, to let God be your sufficiency and stay the course. Don't give up. Don't get frustrated. Sometimes things happen. Last month, we had some, may I say this with a smile, we had some terrible GROW meetings last month, okay? Yesterday, we had a great GROW ministry meeting last week. You know, sometimes things work, sometimes they don't, sometimes, but you cannot get your encouragement from your experience. It has to come from the Lord. Let him be your sufficiency. Let his power and his love and his way of thinking to sustain you as you move forward. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these young people. We thank you for their gifts. We thank you for their willingness. We thank you for their staff, their pastor, and their leadership. And we pray that you'll just encourage them and continue to use them, help them to grow in their use of their gifts for you. We pray even now for their trip next year out west that you will just use them in a mighty way through that ministry and bless them and as they develop in every area of their life. And Father, we pray for our young people at the Wilds this week. We ask you even tonight, Wednesday night's a very important night during the week of camp. And I just pray that many of the kids, maybe their hearts have been softened by the teaching of your word over the last few days, that tonight and tomorrow when they have their family meeting, and then on Friday, that you would just speak to hearts and that you would do a wonderful work in their hearts and lives. And then when they come back, we pray for Pastor Jeremy and his staff and the youth department. We pray for all of us as a church, part of the church family, that we would do our best to encourage every young person. Lord, sometimes they can be a challenge. We encourage them and they listen. Sometimes we encourage them and listen at all. But help us to be to lovingly encourage them to do the right things and to grow in their walk with the Lord. Father, every generation has a responsibility of passing on the truth to the next generation. The truth has to be delivered, has to be grasped and applied. And we pray for these young people here, our young people at the Wilds, that you would do that in their hearts and in their lives. We love you, Father, and we thank you for loving us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.